When it comes to commercial banking, relationships matter. At Associated Bank, we've got you. With a dedicated team of relationship managers helping you secure financing to best serve you today and tomorrow. Visit associatedbank.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
We're on with Dustin Detrick, Vice President and Business Banking Relationship Manager at Associated Bank. Dustin, welcome back.
Morning, Steve. Glad to be back.
I want to focus our conversation on Small Business Week 2025, which is going on now. Talk to us a little bit about the importance of small businesses to not only the local economy, but to the national economy as well.
Yeah, Small Business Week all week. Obviously, a lot to celebrate. Small businesses are essentially 50% of our private sector employment, employ about 61 million of us here in the United States, and about 33 million small businesses doing so. And so 45% of that essentially makes up our GDP. So some big numbers. I think it's the backbone of our country as far as small businesses. They're entrepreneurial. They're out there putting their, sort of wages at risk and putting their families at risk with some of these new ventures. And so I wholeheartedly think my job is there to support them, to help them grow. And so I take Small Business Week every week, but this week it's official. Obviously there's a lot going on. SBA does some summits for the Small Business Week, a lot of local activity as well. Illinois has their own activities. I live in Naperville, tons of stuff going on, trying to get people out there for small businesses. Obviously it's Mother's Day coming up this weekend, so I'm telling everybody, don't forget, most importantly, but go get your mom a gift and make sure it comes from a small business somewhere locally.
Talk to us a little bit about the challenges small businesses are facing these days.
And, I don't know if we have enough time. Honestly, there's a lot, right? There's inflation. There's tariffs hanging out there as far as, whether it's a 90-day pause or whether it's going to be official, whether the economy is going to continue to stay strong. And so where do we play all that out from a global perspective? And so there's tons of challenges for small businesses, some still lingering from COVID. There's what we would say is a labor shortage, maybe a technical shortage. And so lots of challenges for small businesses. But I think that's always been the case. There's always something out there looming, and that's what makes it tough to be in the small business side.
Yeah. Dustin, you mentioned tariffs. We've had a lot of coverage about that in recent days and weeks. Talk to us a little bit about how those are affecting small businesses. I don't think many people realize that those are impacting small businesses just as much as the big businesses.
Yeah, you can look at it the day-to-day, depending on if they import or export. Obviously, that's going to play into it, whether they're exporting and potentially face tariffs going out now as far as reciprocal or whether they're importing it. Obviously, April 9th was Liberation Day, and so we've sort of put a pause on it outside of China. But in Q1, we saw a huge spike just in imports for small businesses of the like of bigger businesses trying to get that stuff in before those official tariffs hit. Obviously, again, we're on a 90-day pause, but day-to-day, it could be anything. It could be material. It could be anything that they're bringing in. It could be exports going out as well. And so day-to-day, it's tough. But also from the long-term perspective, if they had planned growth, if they had planned expansion, are they going to slow that down? Are they going to completely pause it? The volatility and sort of the unknown is just playing into that and has essentially slowed down the economy and the market, in my opinion.
Here in Chicago, the mayor kicked off Small Business Week at a toy store, urging people to support local entrepreneurs and buy local. I know Chicago is also going to have a small business expo, which is May 31st from 8:30 a.m. until 1 p.m. That's going to be at Kennedy King College. There are more chances to support small businesses. Small Business Expo, I'm sure you are aware of that. What would that be like?
Again, as anybody, we try to get better every day. Things change. We get curveballs all the time. Tariffs are a huge curveball for small business owners, but things continue to change, whether it's technology, whether it's the economy, whether it's labor. And so the Small Business Expo is going to have some exhibits, going to have some workshops, going to have some keynote speakers, if you will. And so if you're a small business owner and you got some time, get out there, learn, get better, and see how you can continue to strive and succeed.
Yeah, you can find more, too, about Small Business Week, National Small Business Week, at the SBA's website. That's the Small Business Administration. I want to switch gears here a little bit and talk a little bit about some economic reports that we've had come across the desk in recent days. One of them is the last jobs report showed 177,000 jobs in April. I know the report was expected to be a little lower than that. Why do we watch job growth so closely?
Yeah, it was up 177,000. Obviously, that's good, down from 228. But if businesses are growing and expanding, it's a strong indicator of where the economy is growing, right? And so Unemployment's a part of that. The more jobs that grow, typically the lower the unemployment, which stayed at 4.2%, obviously a big indicator of the economy. And so job growth, job expansion, if you will, is important to understand where we're at today, but more importantly, where the businesses see the economy going. Part of that is earnings, annual earnings, just as much as having those jobs. You got to make sure your pay's keeping up with inflation. And so that actually ticked up a little bit as well. And so surprising news on the job growth side. As you said, people thought it was going to be a little bit lower. Obviously, it was lower than March. But healthcare, transportation, and warehousing led the way. Transportation in particular has been an industry that's struggled just because of some slowdown. So good news for them. Federal jobs was weighing it down. Shouldn't be a surprise with all the news, job cuts there, and manufacturing. But job growth, super important for indicator of where the economy's headed.
You talk to local businesses on a regular basis. Talk to us a little bit about job growth or the opposite here in the Chicago area. Are companies still hiring? Are they looking to add staff this year? Or what are the expectations you're hearing?
I think it's in a pause. You know, fortunately, because of where the tariffs are and the unknown. I mean, obviously, we're in a pause at this point. If they have to replace somebody, obviously, they're going to do it. But that expansion and growth, from what I've heard, is paused just because, again, they don't know where it's going to, sort of end up. You know, July 8th or 9th, whenever this 90-day pause is over, we're going to see if it's fully reciprocal, if we drop it with China, if we still have that 10% across the board. So unfortunately, it's a pause at this point.
Yeah. And then the other part of the economy, another economic report we got recently was the GDP report showing the economy shrank 0.3% in the first quarter. I know that may not appear to be what it actually was below the surface. There was some talk about how imports, the companies working to try to get ahead of tariffs might have impacted this GDP report. Do you really think the economy shrank in the first quarter, or are those numbers, is something else going on with those numbers?
Yeah, I mean, you could argue that there was a spike of 40% or so in imports. So you could argue if that didn't happen, we probably would have had a positive or would have had a positive GDP. But it's the tariffs that caused it, right? So in my opinion, it was either going to happen first quarter or second quarter. A lot of people rushed to get that stuff in. That import counts against the GDP. And so if it wasn't for that spike in imports, it would have been positive. But it's the tariffs and all that sort of conversation around that strategy that negatively affected it. It was 2.4% growth in Q4 of 2024. So it was down, obviously. But again, that's direct from the tariff. And it's unfortunately part of that side effect.
Yeah. What do you tell businesses when you talk to them about how they should be planning for the coming 6 to 8 to 12 months?
It's a tough question because, again, we'll find out. I mean, if the tariffs continue, obviously there's going to be some price increases, or they're going to eat some of that cost, or maybe a good mixture of both. We had some inflation for 4 years roughly, and so we were hoping that would tamper down. Obviously, if tariffs continue, that's going to be an increase, or, again, eating some costs, lowering some profit, or a middle ground of both. Business continues. The economy continues. You have to find a way to adjust. Again, back to that Chicago Expo, go learn, go talk to other business owners and figure it out. But business doesn't stop, so you just have to proceed with caution. If the tariffs go away, I think it's going to be gangbusters. I think the economy's at least going to be flat for the rest of the year simply because that growth and expansion didn't move forward because people are in the pause. So I'm here to help. Obviously, if they have questions around working capital, there's some foreign exchange stuff from that tariff side if you're bringing money back and forth between other countries. And so I would say proceed with caution, but business moves forward and obviously here to help.
Do you think if the economy continues wobbling back and forth, this might push the Fed to cut interest rates later this year?
The consensus, a large majority believe they're going to be cuts, 50 basis points, essentially. We'll call it 2 25-point cuts before the end of 2025. They think 4 total cuts, if you will, at 25 basis points each before the end of 2026. You know, the GDP shrinking, anytime the economy goes down, the Fed will pull that lever, cut rates and try to get that thing moving again. But if inflation continues to go up, so if those tariffs continue to stay, we'll probably go into what's called stagflation, where inflation is going up, the economy's probably going to go down, and unemployment will follow. And so it'll be interesting to see what happens. I honestly don't think there'll be any rate cuts in 2025. There's a 25% group of us who think that that's going to stay flat, with just some of the indicators and where it's going. I don't see it happening, but I don't want to fight the majority. I hope there are going to be rate cuts rate cuts do boom the economy. It helps people's debt, and obviously with business side of the fence, it gets cheaper to get that expansion and the growth that we talked about before.
Dustin, great conversation as always. How can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
Associated Bank, Dustin Detrick on the business banking side. Email me, give me a call. Happy to help and walk through anything I can help with.
All right, Dustin, thank you. We'll talk to you next time.
Thanks, Steve. Take care.